Great Britain is sizzling under unusually warm spring weather, and that could affect the 40,000 runners in Sunday's London Marathon. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock is our marathon man. He covered the drenching wet and way too cold Boston Marathon this past Monday. He's now dried off. Hi, Alex.
Hi, Lisa.
So one extreme here, another one over there. What's the forecast for London on Sunday?
It's going to be hot like it's been all week in the city of London. Yesterday, Lisa, in fact, it was the hottest April day in London in 69 years. It got up to 84 degrees on Thursday, and it's almost as hot again there today. I talked to Darren Bett. He does the weather on BBC television, and here's what he said about the marathon forecast on Sunday.
So we're looking at Sunday's temperatures to be around 21, 70 Fahrenheit. There is actually a cold front, a weather front moving in from the west during the day. And now it looks as though it's quickened up a little bit, which is why we're only going for 70 rather than anything even higher than that. You know, when you're setting off in the morning, and people often have a long wait before they actually start the marathon, the last few years it's been cold, and in some cases it's actually been frosty. It's not going to be like that at all. We're looking at temperatures around about 60 Fahrenheit for 8 o'clock in the morning, and obviously rising to 70 by the afternoon. It probably won't be quite as warm as that for the faster finishers, but for most people, like if I was doing it, it'll still be 70, let's put it that way.
The hottest London marathons were in 1996 and 2007. It got up to 72 degrees for those races.
Wow, and that can be pretty dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be dangerous. Running in the heat, very dangerous. A runner actually died at the Chicago Marathon back in 2007. It got up to almost 90 degrees that day. They actually had to stop the race because it was so hot. The main advice for London runners, though, is to adjust their expectations. You're just not going to be able to run as fast as you could if the weather was cooler. Here's more from the BBC's Darren Bett.
They've actually put some showers up around the course. I believe there's 6 showers that you can run through on the 26 point whatever it is route around London to cool yourselves off. And that's what people are going to have to do, keep themselves cool. There'll be more water available for people to use around the course, not just to drink, to tip it over them to cool off as well. Because if it's warm with those sort of temperatures and the sun is out, it's going to be very, very difficult.
You know, there are actually people in London who participated in the Boston Marathon on Monday. I'm thinking of the wheelchair racers Marcel Hoog and Tatiana McFadden. They won in Boston. They're going to be trying to win another marathon in the same week under completely different weather conditions.
Okay, one extreme to the other.
Yep.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. Thank you.
You're welcome.